This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. At least 22 migrants have died and dozens more remain missing after two boats packed with more than 140 refugees capsized in separate incidents in Greece. The sinkings are the deadliest in recent history, and tragedies add to the rising tensions between NATO allies Greece and Turkey. Ante Karasava has the story.
Shipwrecked migrants flying up a craggy cliff on the island of Kythnos in southeast Greece, hanging onto rocks as furious waves batter dozens more beneath them on the shores. Mayor Stratos Charchalakis described the tragedy as he scrambled to the site with rescue crews. It was terrible, he says. I alone saw five people drowning before me. The weather conditions were fierce. The smuggling vessel broke in half from the collision. Authorities say they managed to save 80 of the estimated 95 migrants on a sailboat. Similar searches were ongoing off the coast of Lesbos, on the easternmost rim of Greece, where 16 migrant women and a baby boy died when the flimsy rubber raft they were crammed into crashed on a rocky tip off the island's shores. Ante Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
At least 38 people, including 24 children, killed in a gun and knife attack Thursday at a child care center in northern Thailand. Local authorities identified the gunman as Punya Kamrab, an ex-police officer who was fired from the force last year because of his involvement in drug trafficking. Police say the gunman fled the scene, later killing himself along with his wife and child. They're continuing their investigation. Via remote, this is VOA News. At least 22 migrants have died, and Russia, the risk of Armageddon, that is the highest it's been since the early 1960s. President Joe Biden said that on Thursday night as Russian losses in Ukraine prompted Russian officials to discuss the possible use of tactical nuclear weapons. Speaking at a New York fundraiser for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Biden said Russian President Vladimir Putin is not joking when he talks of using nuclear or biological or chemical weapons. Speaking to the Democratic donors, Biden said he and U.S. officials were still trying to figure out Putin's offer in Ukraine. The president reiterated that the U.S. would continue to support Ukraine. Well, about 6,500 people convicted on federal charges of simple possession of marijuana are being pardoned by President Biden. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
Saying too many lives have been upended because of a failed approach to marijuana, President Biden on Thursday announced he is pardoning all those convicted of prior federal offenses of simple possession of the drug and is urging governors of states to do the same.
There are thousands of people who are convicted for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result of that conviction. My pardon will remove this burden on them.
Biden noted in his announcement that while white, black, and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, minorities have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionately higher rates. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. military said it carried out an airstrike on Thursday in northern Syria that killed two Islamic State members, including a leader it named as Abu Hashim al-Yumawi. The strike came just hours after a rare U.S. helicopter raid on a government-held village in Syria's northeast killed another Islamic State official. As with the helicopter raid, the U.S. military central command said initial assessments indicated no civilian casualties, and it said there were no U.S. military casualties. Well, the Biden administration will begin redirecting U.S.-bound travelers who had been to Uganda within the previous 21 days to five major American airports to be screened for Ebola, as public health officials sent an alert to health care workers. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday issued an alert to health care workers to raise awareness about the outbreak, but it said there were currently no suspected or confirmed U.S. Ebola cases from the Sudan strain, which is behind the latest outbreak in Uganda. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.